This is M&N Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. The Wild trailed the Jets in St. Paul early last night 2-0, rallied to take a 3-2 lead, blew that lead, and then lost in overtime 4-3. Kirill Kaprizov, Brock Faber, and Marcus Johansson all scored for the Wild. Matt Boldy says,
"I was a step in the right direction. I thought we played well. You know, sometimes that's how it goes in these situations, and we got to dig ourselves out of the hole, and I think we took a step in the right direction, but got to keep going."
Vikings head coach Kevin O'Connell says quarterback Carson Wentz played through a lot of pain because he wanted to play for the Vikings and try to take advantage of an opportunity. Then, when it became apparent that J.J. McCarthy was healthy enough to play and the pain for Wentz was too much, Wentz opted to end his season and get shoulder surgery. O'Connell says,
"We had a conversation pretty early in the morning when we arrived back from L.A. and kind of, Carson for the first time was like, it's time. I need to get this thing fixed. We were in full support as we were the whole time. But at the same time, there is a mentality to the quarterback position where when a guy is so committed and so all in and does not want to be taken off the field, you have to honor that."
O'Connell says Vikings fans should be appreciative of what Wentz did.
"So much credit, and I hope Vikings fans just understand, his commitment level to helping this team try to win some football games and what it was like on the minute-to-minute daily basis. And we've had a lot of guys, tough guys, play the quarterback position here, but Carson is definitely somebody that deserves to be wildly applauded for his commitment, his dialogue with myself and our medical team throughout that time."
Minnesota's at Detroit on Sunday with McCarthy expected to helm the quarterback spot. O'Connell made his remarks on KFAN radio yesterday in the Twin Cities. The Lakers are in town. The Wolves will host them tonight at 8:30. This is M&N Sports.